Job chapter 10. My soul is weary of my life. I will leave my complaint upon myself, I will speak in the bitterness of my soul. I will say to God, do not condemn me. Show me why you contend with me. Is it good for you that you should oppress, that you should despise the work of your hands, and shine upon the counsel of the wicked? Do you have eyes of flesh? Or do you see as a man sees? Are your days as the days of man? Are your years as man's days? That you ask about my sin, and search after my sin. You know that I am not wicked. And there is no one who can deliver out of your hand. Your hands have made me and fashioned me, yet you destroy me. Remember, I urge, ask. You, that you have made me as the clay, and will you bring me into dust again? Have you not poured me out as milk, and curdled me like cheese? You have clothed me with skin and flesh, and have fenced me with bones and inward parts. You have granted me life and favor, and your visitation has preserved my spirit. And these things you have hidden in your heart, I know that this is with you. If I sin, then you mark me, and you will not acquit me of my sin. If I am wicked, woe to me. And if I am righteous, yet I will not lift up my head. I am full of confusion, therefore see my affliction. Because it increases. You hunt me as a fierce lion. And again you show yourself marvelous against me. You renew your witnesses against me, and increase your indignation against me, changes and war are against me. Why then have you brought me forth out of the womb? Oh, that I had given up the spirit, and no eye had seen me. I would have been as though I had not been, I would have been carried from the womb to the grave. Are not my days few? Cease then, and let me alone, that I may take a little comfort. Before I go where I shall not return, even to the land of darkness and the shadow of death. A land of darkness, as darkness itself. And of the shadow of death, without any order, and where the light is darkness.